Hey, do you remember that movie, 1985, I think, Silverado? It was Western. Had a big all-star cast in it, Kevin Costner and a bunch of others. Kevin Costner in it played a guy named, I think, Jake, and I can't remember the guy that was his brother, but Scott Glenn played it. And Jake got himself into trouble in this little town. A gunman drew down on him, and Jake shot him in self-defense and was put in jail, and the town wanted justice. They wanted to hang him. Well, his brother busted him out of jail, and they were heading out of town. The sheriff got together a posse, and they chased after him. The sheriff was played by John Cleese. He did a wonderful job, and I, of course, love John Cleese. We played this sheriff who seemed wonderfully out of place with this British accent, but they nevertheless put together the posse to have the obligatory chase scene after these two brothers. And as they came around a bend, there was another guy named Mal, played by Danny Glover, who ended up joining the brothers. They became friends and partners. And he was waiting there with a rifle and started firing at all the posse. And then, you know, day before, the sheriff had run Mal out of town unjustly just because he didn't want any trouble. And so Mal took it kind of personally, and he should have. And so he's shooting at the posse and the sheriff. And the deputy said, "Come on, we got to go. We got to hurry up. They're going to be out of our jurisdiction soon." And just at that moment, Mal shot the hat off of the sheriff, and the hat went flying. And as John Cleese wheeled his horse around, he said in that clipped British accent, "Today, my jurisdiction ends here." And he returned to town, and Sheriff Langston lived to fight another day. Sometimes our jurisdiction as caregivers requires reassessing. Many of us can recall feeling pressure from ourselves or others to right a wrong, to chase after something, to seek satisfaction or try to force an issue. You know, it seems like we want to grab our sword and run to battle. Don Quixote chasing windmills. You know, everything is a crisis, and we got to go out there and seek satisfaction and get our pound of flesh. Yet that pressure can lead us outside our scope of responsibility. When we leave our territory, as it were, it can easily result in unpleasant circumstances for us, our loved ones, and even for others. You know, there are arguments that we have with, you know, whether it's providers or family members, relationships, friends, business, whatever, and it grinds at us because it's like they're the ones that got away and we didn't get that resolved the way we wanted to. And it just eats at us. Been there. And I have fought those kind of battles and stabbed at those windmills. In those moments, we serve ourselves well by asking one simple question. How important is this? Really, how important is this? I've often stated on this program about a reporter that asked me one time, what is the toughest issue you faced as a caregiver? And, of course, our story is rather large with Gracie, and she's had now 80-plus surgeries, 150-plus smaller procedures, over 100 doctors, 13 different hospitals, you know, both legs amputated, just constant stuff for our entire marriage. It started before I met her. But, you know, we've certainly been cranking at this thing for, you know, almost four decades. And said, what's the toughest issue you face? I didn't have to inventory all that stuff I just told you about. I went straight to the heart of it. The heart of it is knowing what is mine and what is not mine. What is my jurisdiction? And I can tell you from lengthy experience that my jurisdiction has had to have some serious reassessing, because I've took on things that were just not mine to take on. I have a long-standing argument with myself about, you know, being in an exam room with Gracie and keeping my mouth shut. there are times when I'm required to provide information, and I try to couch it in words like, in my experience, here's what I witnessed, here's what I've seen. And sometimes I'll ask a question, what do you think about such and such? But for the most part, my opinion is not needed in those places. My presence is, and I can certainly serve as a historical guide because I know Gracie's chart better than anyone, even Gracie at times, because I've talked with all of her folks while she's in surgery. And yet my jurisdiction is nebulous at times, and it's not fixed in stone. And so what's mine? What's not mine? And so I have to be very careful with that. And so I ask myself, how important is this that I go after something that is not mine? Are you sure this is my area? And when I address that question, it helps me put those firm boundaries and guidelines and territorial markers, if you will, and allows me to fight another day. You know, sometimes we can get so caught up in a battle that we lose sight of the fact that this may cost us everything. And we are missing the big picture. And as caregivers, I don't think we can afford to miss the big picture. The old saying in the Army is that sometimes the leader is the guy that remembers where the Jeep is parked. Do we remember where the Jeep is parked? Are we so lost in this particular crusade that we're chasing that we forget where safe ground is? And so when I think of that moment in that movie, you know, today my jurisdiction ends here. It's a calculated decision based on the threat and realized, no, I'm not going after this. This is not worth me dying for. And I love that old Kenny Rogers song. You know, Don Schlitz wrote that, The Gambler. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. Isn't that a great reminder for us as caregivers? You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. And we can get so pumped up on adrenaline and get lost in this crisis management that we face as caregivers every day, and we overstep our bounds. Sometimes, just like that deputy was encouraging the sheriff, we got to go quick, we got to go quick, we have others putting that pressure on us. Listen to this text from that wonderful hymn, Be Thou My Vision. Be thou my buckler, my sword for the fight. Be thou my dignity, thou my delight. Thou my soul's shelter, thou my high tower. Raise thou me heavenward, O power of my power. When we recognize that our source, our guidance, our vision, our wisdom all comes from God, it's going to help us reestablish those jurisdictional conflicts that we have as caregivers. Be thou my vision. This is Peter Rosenberger. This is Hope for the Caregiver for HopeForTheCaregiver.com. We'll be right back.